Let's talk about how not to be a bad guest, because hosting takes a lot of effort, so the least we can do is show up as the best version of ourselves.
This is Having People Over, my 30-day series all about hosting, gathering, and building community at any budget to celebrate my upcoming book, Having People Over.
Number one is never show up to someone's house empty-handed. Now, the standard is often a bottle of wine, but I don't love this option because A, not everyone drinks, and B, often the host feels obligated to open the bottle that night, and they may not want to. Check with the host first and foremost to see if they need anything. Sometimes they will ask you to bring a bottle of wine, in which case I like to ask for a little guidance on the food so I can help pair it. But if not, I love to bring something that is just for the host to enjoy, like pastries for the next morning or a nice bottle of olive oil or jam or olives, or even something cute for their next gathering, like cocktail skewers or linen napkins. Number two is try to align your own behavior with the norms you're seeing in your host's house. A host should ideally tell you things ahead of time, like we prefer to have shoes off in our home, but if you notice them doing it, do it too. Similarly, try to keep your speaking volume similar to theirs. They may be trying to keep a little more quiet for neighbors or babies or something. And try to stay roughly at the same pace with how and when they're serving themselves. I.e., don't go in for seconds and thirds before at least everyone's had a chance to have at least some of one dish. Next is never, ever, ever show up early. The last little bit of time before people arrive at someone's house is always very, very stressful and chaotic for the host, so do not come early. If you happen to arrive early, I would literally just say, like, wait on a bench on the other side of the street or something until the actual hour you're supposed to be there. Pro tip, if you are running early, ask the host if they need you to pick anything up last minute. Often they'd love a bag of ice. Lastly is go with the flow and be social. There's nothing worse than those couples that show up at parties and cannot be separated for even 5 seconds to talk to someone else. Or the pre-established social groups who are exclusionary to any new people. Like if you see someone hanging at the edge of a conversation trying to get involved, like bring them in. Because especially if you are a good friend of the host, you're not just an ambassador for your own behavior, you're an ambassador for their friends. So be the friend everyone wants to know.